Hiya, babe. Say, how about it? Oh!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer.
Maisie, like the man said, Maisie Revere of Brooklyn. For a while, it looked like I'd be able to say Maisie Revere of the new smash musical comedy, I Spy. But it opened at 9:15 one night and was ready to close 15 minutes later. Too bad, too, because I did have a cute number in it. An imitation of Milton Berle doing an imitation of Gypsy Rose Lee. The critics said that while I didn't exactly stop the show, I did slow it down a little. Oh, well. Right now, I'm a stenographer in a big food company writing letters about vitamins. And my boss, Harrison Potwell, hasn't started chasing me yet, so I don't mind it at all. But today, a tall, gawky guy with red ears went into his office, and a few minutes later, Mr. Potwell came out and called me.
Hello, Miss Revere.
Oh, yes, Mr. Potwell.
There's a young gentleman here who would like to talk to you privately in my office.
Are you sure he's a gentleman?
Miss Revere, I haven't investigated his entire family background or whether he has any natural vices. It was just my opinion that he looks entirely too innocent to be other than a gentleman.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Potwell, I was just making a funny.
Don't make any more of them on company time. Just remember, Miss Revere, your work around here isn't exactly terrific. And it's only because you're good-looking and I like to dream of the opportunities I've missed that I keep you on.
Well, thank you, I guess.
If I were the age of that gawking goon in my office who wants to interview you, there'd be plenty of action around here. Now get in there, get the interview over, get out and get to work.
Yes, sir. The old sourpuss is always throwing his weight around. His wife must nag him to death.
What was that, Miss Revere?
Oh, I just said you were a hard man, but fair.
Thank you, Miss Revere. And you're right. My wife does nag me to death. Go right into my office now.
Yes, sir.
Miss Revere?
Yes?
Will you come in and close the door, please?
Shall I lock it or will you?
Why, no. Whatever for.
Oh, well, Mr. Potwell was right. You are a gentleman, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't be so bold as to say it myself, but my mother tells me I'm a gentleman.
Ah.
Now, Miss Revere, I am Stanley Trotter from the American Personal Opinion Poll, or AMPOP, as we call it. We are interviewing hundreds of office girls in order to find out what the average American white-collar girl is like. Now then, your name?
Maisie Revere.
Age?
Over 21.
Sex?
Well, why don't you make a stab in the dark and guess the answer to that one?
Well, I'll put down female.
Oh, well, wonderful.
Well, it's really very obvious to me. It's just a matter of form, you know.
It's entirely a matter of form.
Hmm?
Well, let's get on with the interview. What else do you want to know?
Well, where you were born, what childhood diseases you had, your schooling, whether or not you've been engaged, and how many times. In fact, everything about you.
All right, I'll tell you. But you're going to know more about me than my future husband, whoever he is. Yours of the 21st received, and in reply, may we respectfully call your attention to item 615B, which I am sure will fulfill all your requirements in a highly satisfactory way. I still don't know what they're selling.
There she is. There's Maisie Revere.
Where is she?
Uh-oh. I don't know what I've done, but I better get out of here quick. So long, girls.
Miss Revere.
Wait! Stop her! Maisie!
Oh,
stop!
Jeepers, they got me surrounded.
Maisie, what in the world are you running away for?
I don't know, but I decided it'd be safer not to stay and find out why I should have run away in the first place.
Hey, Maisie, we've got wonderful news for you.
Oh, Mr. Potwell. Don't tell me I'm going to get that $5 a month raise.
Stop dreaming. Oh. This is something else, and it's a lot better.
Miss Revere, congratulations. According to our computations at the American Personal Opinion Poll, or AMPOP as we call it, you are the typical American white-collar girl.
Well, and what have you got to say about that, Miss Revere?
So what?
Now, that's gratitude for you. Make a note of that, Mr. Trotter. When informed of an honor she has achieved, the typical American white-collar girl shrugs it off with a casual, so what?
It has been so noted, Mr. Singlefoot.
Don't you get the idea, Maisie? Everything you say and do is what the typical white-collar girl would say or do. You're a one-girl testing ground for all kinds of products. Why, they can find out by asking you your preference what millions of other girls will like.
Oh, now I begin to get it.
You're noting all of her reactions, aren't you, Mr. Trotter? Mr. Trotter.
Oh, yes, Mr. Singlefoot. Are you...
No, I'm just looking at her. And believe me, it's a pleasure. If this is the average white-collar girl, I've been overlooking a large and fertile field.
Well, are you through now? If you are, run along. I have work to do. Didn't you want to call your broker, Mr. Potwell?
Oh, yes, I did. Excuse me.
Now then, Miss Revere, the American Personal Opinion Poll, or...
Or AMPOP, did we call it?
Yes. We want you to be our guinea pig.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not the type.
But, Miss Revere, we pay money for this.
Well, I tell you, I'm not the type. How much money?
$75 a week.
Oh, well, you fellas were right. I'm the type after all.
Miss Revere. Now, we want to know every aspect of your business and personal life. Mr. Trotter here will supervise the survey. Just sign right here, please, sir.
Oh, well, not so fast, Mr. Singlefoot. The last time I signed something without looking, I found out I'd agreed in return for $1 to pay 75% of my salary to my agent for life.
Good heavens, Miss Revere. Could you break the contract?
Yeah, and I did. Right over my agent's head.
Oh. This contract is a little more honest. We agree to pay you $75 a week for a minimum period of 10 weeks. Of course, we have options that we can take up.
For how long?
15 years.
Well, let's change that to 15 months.
I'm agreeable.
I know I'm a fool to do this, but I love money. I'll sign. Are you following me?
Well, yes, Miss Revere, but it's only in a business way. I hope you don't mind.
I do mind. When a man follows me and it's not because I'm a reasonably attractive girl, I feel insulted.
Well, you see, Miss Revere, I have to know every tiny detail of your life. Now, what did you have for lunch?
A ham and Swiss on rye and a chocolate malted milk.
But the man at the fruit drink stand told me you also had a hamburger.
Oh, well, yeah, but I don't count that as lunch. I'm not going to eat dinner tonight, so I counted that as my dinner.
Well, how do you know you're not going to eat dinner?
Because I'm going out with my boyfriend, Eddie Jordan, and the most he buys me is popcorn.
Oh, Miss Revere, you're a fascinating girl.
Oh.
Statistically, that is.
Yeah, well, I would have felt better if you'd said figuratively speaking.
Oh, but that wouldn't have been correct, because, you see, I... Yes, I see what you mean. But I never say anything as suggestive as that.
Hey, Mr. Trotter, are you sure you're alive?
Well,
if that's too tough, I'll make this easier. Are you sure you're human?
Oh, yes, positive.
Oh.
Now, Miss Revere, what kind of gum is that you're chewing?
Well, this is... bubble gum. Now, I've only got 15 more minutes of my lunch, and I'd like to spend it alone, shopping. Would you mind not following me anymore?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Revere, but my job is to watch you every moment. May I say it's the nicest job I've ever had.
Well, thanks for the compliment, and I hope you won't be mad if I stop you from following me.
Oh, I hope you won't be mad if I refuse to be stopped.
Oh, no, not at all. Goodbye now.
I'll be seeing you continually.
Oh, officer... I think the man behind me is following me. Will you take care of him?
You bet I will, miss. You just keep on your way.
Oh, thank you, officer.
Hey, you! Who do you think you're following?
That'll fix him.
Well, I'm following that young lady, officer. She's just a little bit nutty, and I'm paid to keep her out of trouble.
Oh, well, go right ahead, then. Go right ahead, sir.
Jeepers. Yeah, it's me, Miss Tandy.
Listen, what's the idea of sending a snooper around here? And whose pop is M. Pop?
Oh, has he been here already?
The tall, gawky guy with the red notebook and red ears?
Yeah.
Yes. He's been sticking his nose in everything. If he comes out into my kitchen again, I'm going to put a point on it with my potato peeler.
What's the matter? Did he find out the kind of stuff you were passing off for food around here?
What's he mean by substandard? What, you'd think all my boarders had pellagra. What's this all about?
Well, I'll tell you on the way upstairs to my room, Mrs. Kennedy. You see, I've just been picked out as the typical American white-collar girl.
Hmm. Does it pay money?
Oh, yeah. 75 a week.
Well, congratulations, Maisie. Now about paying me a month's rent in advance?
Oh, well, gee, Mrs. Kennedy, I've just been paid. Can't you let me carry my money around for a little while? At least wait till it cools off.
Well, in 15 minutes, then.
Oh.
Oh, and since you're doing so well, I wish you'd loan your boyfriend some money so he could pay his rent, too.
Nothing doing. You and Eddie can wrestle that problem out yourself.
It'll be a pleasure.
Well, I don't see anybody in my room, Mrs. Kennedy.
Maybe he's under the bed.
Oh, nonsense, Mrs. Kennedy. You're just being hopeful and romantic.
Well, I've looked under mine every night for years, hoping for somebody. Even if it's only Ed Wynn. But no luck. I'll just shove this broom under.
Oh!
Oh, my gosh, Mrs. Kennedy, you struck oil.
Please, doctor, get this broom out of my mouth.
Danny, what are you doing under my bed?
Well, I'm checking on the kind of mattress and bed springs the average American white-collar girl prefers.
Well, for your information, the bed I sleep on here at Mrs. Kennedy's rooming house is nothing like what I prefer.
Why, Maisie. Well, besides, where else can you get beds with men under the...
Well, this may be very funny to everybody, but not to me. I'm entitled to my privacy.
Miss Revere!
There was a man in the closet.
No, you're not entitled to your privacy, Miss Revere. When M. Pop pries into somebody's life, it really pries. We're paying you $75 a week for the privilege. And believe me, Miss Revere, we're going to get our money's worth.
No privacy at all?
Absolutely none.
Gee, I might as well move out of here and into Macy's window.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Hello, doll.
Well, your lover boy's back.
Oh, go stuff an olive.
Maisie, what's the matter, doll?
Oh, I'm sorry, Eddie. Gee, I didn't mean it at all.
Well, I'm not so sure I'll forgive you right away.
Well, I've been sort of on edge, Eddie. I'm nervous and I... Oh, my handbag.
I'll get it for you, sweetheart.
Thanks, honey.
Hey!
What's the matter?
Look at what I found in your handbag. It's money.
Now, how did that ever get in there?
Maisie, what are you doing with money?
Well, I work, you know. It's a lot more than you can say.
Maisie, relax.
You're the only man I know who wears his pants out at the sides from rubbing up against pool tables.
Maisie, doll baby, snuggle puppy, my little love bunny, what's happened to you?
Gee, I don't know, Eddie.
I guess I'm so glad to see you, I can hardly stand you.
All that money.
Eddie, pay attention to me. What are you thinking about?
Oh, about how much I love you.
Oh, well, that's nice. I like that.
Oh, Eddie boy, may I talk to you a moment?
Why, sure, Mrs. Kennedy. I'll be right back, baby. Wait for me in the sitting room.
Okay.
What was it, Mrs. Kennedy?
Oh, Eddie, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you're going to have to pay me an extra month's rent in advance, if you expect to stay here.
An extra month in advance? Where'll I get the money?
Maisie has plenty of money. You can borrow it from her.
Mrs. Kennedy, surely you don't expect me to borrow money from my fiancé. It wouldn't be cricket. It wouldn't be fair. Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Well, now, that's the spirit, Eddie boy.
I may not get it, you know.
What's the matter? You losing your grip?
Me? Look, I got my technique early, and I've never lost it. They didn't used to call me Rumble Seat Jordan for nothing.
So I noticed.
You'll see.
Well, remember, no money, and out you go.
The old dragon. Fine thing to ask me to do. If I weren't such a bum, I wouldn't do it either.
What does Mrs. Kennedy want, Eddie?
Oh, nothing. Come here, baby. Slide into my arms and tell me your troubles.
Oh, I guess I really don't have any troubles, Eddie. I'm making some extra money now, and I... Ouch!
What's the matter, doll?
If you're going to hold me close, take that pool chalk out of your vest pocket. It's got sharp corners.
Oh, I'm sorry. Come on now, sweetheart. Pucker up those soft, warm, soapy lips where Eddie Pie can kiss them for you.
Oh, Eddie, I'm not in the mood for smooching.
Why not?
I don't know. I've just been chosen the typical American white-collar girl, and there are a couple of guys who are prying into my life every minute.
I'll take care of them. There's only one way to handle this.
They're both bigger than you.
Well, I'll reason with them logically.
Oh.
Now, how about a little kiss for the boyfriend of the typical American white-collar girl? I needed to get my mind off my troubles.
What troubles have you got?
Oh, I've been trying to get that job at the Hartnett Company, but Harry's beating me out of it because he can take the personnel manager out for lunch and so on. If I had 50 bucks, I could cinch that job. Yeah, but I haven't got a dime.
But, Eddie, I'll loan you 50 bucks.
Oh, no, Maisie. I couldn't take it from you. I won't do it.
Oh, well, here.
But thanks.
Ouch. You didn't need to snatch it out of my hand so fast.
Well, I was afraid you'd drop it. Thanks, doll, and here's a great big kiss.
Oh, Eddie, please.
Oh, Maisie, that was a paradise special.
Would you mind taking that over again? I didn't time the length of that kiss.
What?
Stanley, is that you behind the couch?
Oh, just me and my notebook, Miss Revere. If what you and Eddie are doing is necking, I'd like to participate in it myself sometime.
Maisie, is he one of the guys conducting the survey?
Yes. Mr. Trotter, Mr. Jordan.
Hello.
Temper, temper. Now, don't let me interrupt you. Just go right ahead. I won't say a word. I'm just listening and, watching.
Well, please, Stanley, is nothing sacred?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Revere, but all this is valuable data to the American Institute of Personal Opinion, or AMPOP, as we call it. The length of your kiss is important. It tells us just how kiss-proof the white-collar girl's lipstick should be. Finance companies will be interested to find out that you're willing to loan money to a fiancé, even on a ridiculous story like the one he gave you.
I resent that.
Gee, I've become a pretty important person.
Yeah, but what about me? I'm the typical American white-collar boyfriend.
Eddie, what's white about your collar?
I ought to be worth money to them, too.
We haven't the slightest interest in you, Mr. Jordan. It's entirely different with Miss Revere. She is no longer just a person. Miss Revere is now a national institution.
Are you leaving already this morning, Maisie?
Yeah, Mrs. Kennedy. I got some early shopping to do. Now, since I'm making a little more money, I can buy some of the things I've always wanted to get.
Like what, for instance?
Well, like an expensive hat from one of those she hat designers. I want a hat with a real chicken laying eggs on it. Or a miniature volcano in full eruption. Well, you know, something a little different.
How different can you be? Oh, you're really living, dearie.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful? I wish you could go shopping with me.
Well, I could. Yes, I've got $50 this morning that I didn't expect.
Oh. Yeah. So that's where my $50 went.
Well, Maisie, I cannot tell a lie now that you've trapped me. I forced him into it. Well, it doesn't make much difference. I got to thinking about what Stanley Trotter said last night, and I decided to change my ways and not be such a sucker. This morning, before Eddie left the house, I made him sign a promissory note.
Congratulations, Maisie. It isn't like you, but it's a wise move. Did you get 6% interest?
No, I got 8% compounded semi-weekly.
Now then, Miss Revere, which of these lipsticks do you like the most?
Well, I think I'd pick this, Mr. Singleford.
Well, the Dora May Company will be delighted to hear this news. Now, why did you pick their lipstick?
Well, it's the one I like.
But why do you like it?
Well, because I hate it less than all the others. Gee, Mr. Singleford, it's hard to explain why you like one thing better than another. For instance, why do I like my boyfriend, Eddie Jordan, better than a nice guy? You're married, aren't you, Mr. Singleford?
And how? How did you know?
Oh, I don't know. Your ears droop a little. Why'd you marry your wife?
Oh, I wish I knew. I should have married a girl like you, Maisie. You doing anything for dinner tonight? Let me tell you all about it.
No, thanks, Mr. Singleford. Let's get back to the products I'm supposed to test.
Well, now then, if you were buying cleansing tissue and they were all the same, which of these boxes would you like the best?
Well, I think I'd get this one.
Good, thank you. Now, about these compacts, you notice the different prices.
Mm-hmm. I'd take the most expensive one.
And why?
Well, because I like it better than all the others.
That's fine. I notice you often pick the most expensive item.
Yeah, it sure is wonderful. Did I show you the hat I bought last week? The one that looks like there's a French poodle sitting on my head?
Yes, you did. Stanley made a note of how much you paid for it and so forth.
Good. Well, what's the next thing that we test?
Right here. Look.
Oh, no. Four different brands of liquor.
And then?
Yeah, I should have guessed. Five different brands of hangover pills.
Now then, Miss Revere, let's go shopping and try a few more products.
Well, are we all through here? I really ought to get back to my office. Mr. Potwell was so mad the other day, he cut my salary $5 a month.
Where's Stanley Trotter? I want to talk to him. Tell him it's important.
Well, gee, that sounds like Eddie.
Well, I better go out and see what he wants. You stay here.
No, I'll go too.
Oh, wait till I make a note. The typical American white-collar girl will not shirk her responsibilities, even if it entails getting into a fight.
Make that read especially if it entails getting into a fight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I don't understand the typical American white-collar girl.
You just don't understand girls.
He is not out of town. I know he's in there, and I'm going right in.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello, sweetheart. Trotter, I've got a proposition to make to you. If you take it, fine. If you don't, I'll blow this whole thing sky high.
Well, what's the proposition? And how are you able to threaten us?
I want to be paid, too. I'm as much of a guinea pig as Maisie is. You're looking over my shoulder as much as hers.
Oh, that's just because you got jealous.
Never mind. If you don't cut me in, I'm going to break my engagement to Maisie.
Hey, you can't do that.
Just watch me, babe. And listen, Trotter, when I break her engagement, then she won't be typical anymore.
Mr. Jordan, I consider this a low, sneaking, vile trick. This is blackmail.
No, it isn't. It's extortion. But it's a cute idea. And while you fellows are figuring out what to do, I'm going back to Mr. Potwell's office and get to work.
I'll see you later, Miss Revere.
Okay, Mr. Trotter. Do you cut me in or don't you?
Your letter of the 17th instant received. Boy, what a cornball. And in reply, we beg to inform you, you must have learned to dictate letters from George Washington, that we are still not entirely in accord at present writing. This is sure square stuff.
Miss Revere.
Yipe.
Miss Revere. Now that you are the typical something or other, I see less and less of you, and you've lost your decorative value to me. Also, the last letter you typed up and handed to me to sign had 73 errors in it.
Oh, well, I'll be careful, Mr. Pop. Well, I promise you I'll hold the errors down to 50 a letter.
Miss Revere, you are fired.
Well, okay. I still have my other job, you know.
Miss Revere.
Yeah, there she is.
Oh, hello, fellas. I'm going to put in full time with you now. I've just been fired.
Miss Revere, I hate to say this, but we can't use you anymore either.
Why not?
Well, as soon as we started paying you $75 a week in addition to your salary here, you weren't typical anymore. You were making too much money. You started buying more expensive things, and you weren't anything like the girl you were.
In other words, as soon as you pick a girl to be the typical something or other, she isn't typical anymore. Because the real typical girl doesn't ever get picked to be the typical anything.
I couldn't have explained it better myself. Besides, Maisie, most of your choices and suggestions have bounced right back at us. Now, for instance, when you came in with those gaudy men's pajamas, we told a manufacturer, and he started making men's PJs for women. But no women were interested the way you were.
Well, what do you mean? I bought those PJs as a present for Eddie.
Oh, Mr. Trotter.
Oh, Mr. Singleton.
What are we going to tell Mr. Cantor?
Just tell him to send me the rest of the money I have coming. As soon as that runs out, I'll be a showgirl at Liberty again. In other words, the typical Maisie Revere. Goodbye now.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, that's how I became the typical American white-collar girl, and why a pajama manufacturer is trying desperately to sell men some gaudy pajamas that would fit a girl's figure much better. I wonder if men who buy them will understand why the shirt pockets have wire in them. Well, that's life, but not my life, thank goodness. Before they realized how wrong I was, Mr. Trotter gave Eddie a 2-week job in the typical American unemployed something or other. He's been testing mattresses lately and hasn't been awake for 3 days. As for me, I got to get out on the road again with the show. Come on, Pete. Take me to those producers' offices. Let's get going.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted.